When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and thanks for joining me again for a wander around paradise. It's a beautiful Monday morning, and it was a beautiful weekend for Celtic, booking our place in the Scottish Cup final on that special date of the 25th of May 2024. But it wasn't all plain sailing, was it? Going into that game, we faced an Aberdeen side who are onto their third manager of the season and have announced their permanent manager is going to take over in the summer as well. They're sitting ninth in the league table, but it was Aberdeen that took the lead. And you look at the goal from Miofsky, a player who's been linked to Celtic all season, and it was an excellent goal, don't get me wrong, but from a Celtic perspective, from the first minute, it showed that they were going to target Carter Vickers by having Miofsky playing off his shoulder in between the two defenders, and Carter Vickers seemed to struggle to get turned. He was on the wrong side of him, and they opened the goal, the scoring early in the game. There was no panic again from Celtic, and of course we were able to bring it back. Kyogo was superb in winning the ball back, turning it into an attack, and Kuhn was there to equalise for us. And at that point, I think going into the half-time break, so often this season we've looked at Celtic and it's been nothing each or one each, as it was on Saturday, and there was no real panic. And in the second half, of course, we were able to capitalise on the domination of possession, and it was James Forrest. We've been talking about wingers all season. James Forrest apparently is the best winger at the club, and he came in and he contributed so well. It was great, and you're looking at that thinking that could well be the winner. Celtic were in absolute control at that stage, so much so that Rio Itati and Carter Vickers on two occasions had the time to put their foot on the ball, look about at the Hampden Park. We were in complete control, but somehow, like we did at Ibrox, we lost the lead, and that's something that Brendan Rodgers will be concerned about for the final six games of this season. We have spoken about defensive frailties all season on A Celtic State of Mind. We have had issues with injuries, of course, at the back. Have we really replaced Carol Starfelt? That's a big question. Carter Vickers has come back, and he's played really, really well since he returned from injury. He got a lot of criticism, actually, at the weekend. And he was obviously part of a defence that conceded yet again three goals. So we're 2-1 up, we're in control. Jamesy Forrest could be the hero at Hampden once again, and we concede. And it's a soft goal to lose, very unhappy with it. A ball lofted into the back post, really targeting the left-hand side of our defence, and we don't defend it well enough. And they're back in the game, 2-2 goes to extra time. And of course, I think we showed a lot of character to edge ahead again. Matt O'Reilly, brilliantly worked goal. Jamesy Forrest again with the secondary assist onto Johnston, who's playing brilliantly at the moment. Alistair Johnston, particularly on the attack, and he set up O'Reilly. It was a great finish as well. But at 3-2, like we did at Ibrox, you've got to see the game out. And that's a concern going into the last half dozen games of the season. We don't see it out. And, you know, as well as poor defending at the back, we defended poorly at the front. It was Lewis Palmer that lost the ball. Lack of discipline, didn't protect the ball well enough. All he had to do is play the ball down into the left channel. He didn't do it. We lose a third goal for the second time in about 3 weeks or so. And it was just not good enough. And at that point, Aberdeen had a couple of shouts. They had a shout for a Liam Scales handball, which was judged to be outside the box. They had a shout for Carter Vickers going through as well after, obviously, the Aberdeen player nipped in front of him, but there was a prior foul to Alistair Johnston. So riding our luck a little bit, and then it goes into the penalty shootout, where even more drama was to follow. We've heard all the cliches about the romance of the cup and how this was a great cup tie, brilliant for the neutrals, but I tell you something, from a Celtic perspective, it wasn't good for the old heart rate, was it, going into that penalty shootout? Celtic have not been great with penalties this season, so I wasn't overly confident but we'd done so well. The only one we missed, of course, was the goalie, Joe Hart. So that was quite unusual to see the keeper stepping up as one of the first five penalty kick takers. He hits the post, but then he redeems himself by saving the penalty in sudden death. And he's the hero of the hour. And you've got to look at Joe Hart's performance this season, actually. I think it's the best season he's had of the three as Celtic's number one. It's his final season before hanging up his gloves after a 20-year career. And he was here at Celtic Park last night talking to fans. So we win the game and we're through to the final. And that is all that matters. Talking about cliches, it really is all that matters. We get through it. And then afterwards, we can start talking about the fact that, you know, twice in three games, we have conceded three goals. Twice in three games, we have thrown away a lead on two occasions. And that's something that we need to work on. And I think there's only so much you can do between now and the end of the campaign. But there's certain areas of that park that we really need to strengthen. And you can see it. We're going to have to buy a new goalkeeper with Joe Hart retiring at the end of the season. I think we need to strengthen at left back and left side of central defence. You move into the midfield. Will Matt O'Reilly still be with us next season? If not, he'll need to be replaced. Are we buying Paolo Bernardo? If not, he'll need to be replaced. You look at the wings, we still need a left winger and a right winger as well. So it's starting to look like something of a rebuild. And that's before we even look at the forward area, whereby we've got a player in on loan and Ida is doing very, very well, but we're going to have to buy someone in on loan. So we could be looking at an overhaul of about eight players in the summer, and that's going to cost a hell of a lot of money. But we've got the money in the bank, so let's see if we can put it on the park and really make an impression in Europe next season. So Brendan Rodgers took care of business, as he does, and got us into the Scottish Cup final. What a record he has on an individual basis in that tournament and at Hampden Park as well. And we will be facing Rangers, of course, on the 25th of May. And that will be the showcase final after the business has been done in the league. We know what the post-split fixtures are looking like, and the only real concern is obviously some of these defensive frailties that we've had over the last few weeks, and also the ineffectiveness in many ways of the wingers. We've now got Jamesy Forrest and Nicholas Kuhn as the two guys on form, so we'll need to wait and see how Brendan Rodgers uses his wingers as well. What else has Axon been up to? Well, on Thursday we are joined by Martin O'Neill at Barra's Arm Design. It's an absolute sellout, a complete sellout, but you can still put your name on the waiting list on the ticket link underneath this video. We will be also raising funds for wee Jamie Tierney on that particular night, and the link for his fundraiser is also underneath this video. Thanks for joining me for a wander round paradise. Join me again tomorrow at 12:30 for a Celtic State of Mind.
Podcast Network.